This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Public universities in Illinois are getting some financial relief as part of the state's new stopgap spending measure that will help the schools, but they still face a great deal of uncertainty.
Does this change anything? It doesn't change anything. It allows us to continue operations as we have.
Matt Bierman is the budget director at Western Illinois University. The school laid off more than 100 employees this spring because of the state budget impasse. The sudden influx of cash does not mean Western can reverse those layoffs.
We will, over the next 30 days, be making decisions about positions that need to be filled again based upon campus needs for the fall semester. So this in itself does not change the layoffs. They're not coming back tomorrow. We're not going to call them back tomorrow. But we are evaluating what we do need for the fall semester.
He says a hiring freeze remains in effect. Bierman is looking at this as an 18-month budget cycle that includes all of fiscal year 16 and the first half of fiscal year 17. Bierman says Western would normally expect to receive around $72 million in state money during that period. Instead, it will have to work with just $46 million. Bierman says Western might be able to get through the remainder of the calendar year with that money and revenue from this fall's tuition and fees, but he says it'll be tight, and the school might have to resort to using its facility bonds to pay for daily operations, which would be a drastic step just to keep the doors open. Bierman thanks state lawmakers from the Macomb and Quad Cities regions for having Western's back. Tri-State's Public Radio's Emily Boyer talked to one of those lawmakers who was involved in the budget talks.
Representative Noreen Hammond of Macomb served on both the House Budget Committee and a special working group focused on funding higher education. She says they developed the six-month plan, gave it to the legislative leaders and Governor Bruce Rauner to tweak, and then the legislature passed it. She says the partial state budget wasn't her first choice, but she is happy to be able to get some much-needed state aid into the hands of social service agencies and state universities. Hammond says she's especially pleased that K-12 public schools will receive a full year's worth of funding. Hammond says ideally she would like to fully fund higher education too, but there's just not the money available for it. She says the legislature was able, though, to get state universities what they need.
We were able to identify by reaching out to the universities individually and saying, you have a January 2nd payroll date. What is the amount of money that you need to get you to that payroll date? And the universities, to their credit, put their pencils to their paper. They came back to us with what they had to have.
Hammond says she applauds state universities for the work they've done to educate students despite significant cuts in state aid for more than a decade. She says this partial budget deal proves the process of having rank-and-file lawmakers develop the budget proposals works better than a top-down approach to government. Hammond says lawmakers will take some time off before working to craft another budget plan for the remaining 6 months of the 2017 fiscal year. She says the veto session, scheduled for November, would be the best time to present a budget to the legislature for a vote. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-State's Public Radio News.